Nee, dat is niet connected, maar dan in Janne Janne Kees.
Sluis
je
niet in.
Nou, really, not really.
Yeah.
The sixth begins with the din of Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotze. The Rambam counts Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotze as two lavim in the Minyan HaMitzvah. And actually it presents a difficulty because there is a Gemara in Sochem on Daf Chof Dalet where the Gemara talks about people eating certain types of shrotim, that if you eat a putisto, which is one type of a sheret, you get four times malka. And if you eat Mimolo, another type of Asheris, you get five times Malkus. If you eat a Tzira, you get six times Malkus. So there's a famous Machlekes there, everybody against the Rambam. Rashi and Tesis and the Ramban, everybody's quoting the Gaonim, that's on one side, and the Rambam is on the other side. All of the Rishonim claim that whenever the Torah lists off a series of Lavim on the same thing, the Torah says, don't drink the water, don't drink the water, don't drink the water. It says the exact same thing, don't drink the water three times. So if I go ahead and I drink the water, it's only one Avera, but it's written three times, I get three times Malkus. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and the Gaonim all explain that these Shrotzim have a Kepel Alav in the Chumash. It's repeated several times. You're not allowed to eat a Sheretz. So because it's repeated many times, you eat the one Sheretz, even though it's exactly identical Lavim, you like it accordingly. You like it many times. The Rambam disagrees that the long Arichas Dvarim, we say from this is the Sheretz day, where he has this Yisoid, he has a cloud. That just because the law is repeated many times, you don't get Malkus many times.
Why is it repeated?
Why is it repeated? Just to be mechazik, that it's really an avera chamur. Like the Gemara says that whoever doesn't put on tefillin is violating so many mitzvahs. Whoever a kohen doesn't duchen is violating so many mitzvahs. What does it mean, so many mitzvahs? The Rambam says it really means he's supposed to duchen. He didn't duchen, so he's mevatel one essay. He's not mevatel three essay. He says kosev orcho, amor lahem, and so on. It's all one essay. Why does the Gemara say he's over, he's mevatel three esim, and the one who doesn't wear tefillin is mevatel so many esim? It means lechizeko inyan, that it's really a mitzvah chamura, and here it means that it's an avera chamura. I said, according to the Rambam, what's pshat by the putiso, and the molo, and the tziro, that you're loike sometimes four times, sometimes five times, sometimes six times for eating certain shrotzim? So the Rambam has an original interpretation in this Gemara, which he has both in the Yad HaChazaka and Hilchos Macholos HaTzuris, and in the Sefer HaMitzvot Ariches, based on the Torah Kahan, based on the Sifro by the Shrotzim, that is a separate law for Sheretz HaMayim, if the Sheretz swims in the water. If it doesn't have Snapa V'Kashkeses, so then it's a Sheretz HaMayim, then it's also, so that's one law. Then there's another law for Sheretz HaOretz, then there's another law for Sheretz HaOyf, and then there's another law for spontaneously generated Shrotzim. And then the Rambam says, and if anybody's going to tell me that there is no such thing, there's another ABC of biology doctor. That's elementary. Everybody knows that there's such a thing as spontaneous generation. I just take the Heilige Chazal and he quotes a Sifra that says, like, maybe there's another interpretation, maybe they're wrong, whatever it is, that's what the Rambam makes a whole fuss about that. So he says, and if somebody eats a sheretz which flies and swims and crawls and is spontaneously generated, then it's four and once. Of course he's like it four times. It's not that the Torah repeats the exact same law anytime. That's the Rambam's class. Here, the Noisikelim on the Rambam is, the Shita say that the Rambam claims that you don't count the Kefal Alav as two Lavim, the Torah just repeats the Lav to indicate how serious it is, that it's a Din Chomer. So why does the Rambam himself count Bal Yura Bal Yimot? There's two Lavim, it should only be counted as one. It's exact same thing.
It's two different Lavim.
How do you have two different ones?
You can beat one without one.
If it's possible to have one without the other, then it's not a Kefal Alav. But even when they overlap, then you... Oh, that's Shaila, is it possible?
Can be there without
things? That's the Kiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah Hot Achidush. Okay, as long as one can exist without the other,
it doesn't have to be both ways.
It's not an exact replica.
It's a one-way street, not a two-way street.
No. So as long as there's a difference between the two, then it's not a repetition.
No, but if you have bayimot, include bayimot, nish bayimot, it doesn't matter.
No. Well, let's first say over the teretz. So the Kesef Mishnah says you're a teretz, okay? Kesef Mishnah says that the only time you violate bal yeroi is when it's literally visible. If I have the chometz on the table, but the chometz is in the freezer, the Gemara says, yocho yatmin, maybe the person is permitted to have chometz and hide it away in the cabinet, so he's not violating lo yeroi, because it's not visible to amalom, lo yimotze. So given, like everybody learns Pashup Shat and the Brice, lo yimotze, it's megala and bal yeroi, that you shouldn't take it literally. It doesn't really mean lo yirah l'chachamik, the chachamik should not be visible. Yimatzeh is mechanic, that as long as you have it, your possession, your ownership, you violate Ba'al Yirah, Ba'al Yimatzeh, said the case. Mishnah says no, that if it's not visible, you only violate Ba'al Yimatzeh, you don't violate Ba'al Yirah. And Mela, once you assume like that, if this assumption is correct, then the Mela is Arup this kasha. Why does the Rambam count the Lavim as two Lavim? Because it's not a Kefla Lav. There's really a difference between the if it's visible to somebody. If somebody can see it, then it's Ba'al Yirah. Even if he personally doesn't see it. As long as it's visible, it's Ba'al Yirah.
Also, if there wouldn't be two Lavim, the Torah should have said just Ba'al Yimotzeh. If Ba'al Yirah doesn't make any difference, if it's only one Lav, then it should say Ba'al Yimotzeh.
That's what he's saying. Yes. That's what he's saying. No. So that's what the Nesek Kelim are assuming, that the Rambam holds that's not called a Kefla Lav. Just because one is completely included in the other, that's not a Kefla Lav. If they're exactly identical, then it's Kefla Lav. If they're separate, and sometimes there's overlap and sometimes there's not, then about the two lavim. But even if they're separate and one is always swallowed up by the other lav, Ba'al Yirah is always Ba'al Yirah Matzeh. Ba'al Yirah Matzeh sometimes will be Ba'al Yirah, sometimes not. But as long as they're not identical, so that's what the Nesek Kelim say, that they're two different lavim.
So by the Shratzim, they're never the same. One is a Mayim, one is a Alaris, one is on.
Right. No. But here the Rambam has a Gemara that sometimes you can have a sheret that flies and swims and crawls.
Has all
spontaneously Alamailas, then he says you like it many times. It's four sheretim in one. It's five sheretim, six sheretim in one. So you like it. This is how the Ravid has the kasha on that Rambam. The Ravid writes in the end of Perik Beis, and Hilchos Macholas Asuras, the Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. He calls him Hamaasev. So the Rambam collects Gemaras. He's Malaki. So he says, Hamasif Hazeh, Osav Dvarim Sheinam. He says, the Rambam collected animals that don't exist. What do you mean? There is no such animal that swims and flies and crawls and dances and sings and everything? He says, there is no such thing. That seems to be the Ravid's kasha. The Biskarot has a whole interpretation that it's not that the Ravid is asking a kasha and it sees that it doesn't exist. The Rambam says it exists. The Ravid is asking a different kasha and it has a whole different pshat. Okay. But that's what the Kesh Mishnah says on the Rambam. Kesh Mishnah claims that Ba'al Yirah, Ba'al Yimatzeh are not a Kefla Lav, they're not identical because one can violate Ba'al Yirah, one can violate Ba'al Yimatzeh without violating Ba'al Yirah. This is a Shaila. One could perhaps say differently. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps one should say differently to Far Emperor, a different Kash. He's bothered with a different Kash. Perhaps one should say that Ba'al Yirah means that one is forbidden to possess Chometz, and Ba'al Yimatzeh means it's also to create Chometz. The Rambam talks about Hakaina Chometz B'Pesach, somebody buys Chometz B'Pesach. Or somebody's machmetzisa, I take flour and I mix it with water, and it turns into chametz. So the Rambam says, normally, if one violates Ba'al Yirah, Ba'al Yimatzeh, he doesn't get any malchus. He just left the chametz at home, because it's a lav shem ma'aseh. The lav shem ma'aseh, the machlokes, and the more we pass, can end like noise. Because it's not dumi the lav de l'asas m'shar v'disha. It says, l'chumish, you get malchus, if you violate an aver, that's similar to l'asas m'shar v'disha. The two parshas are written one next to the other in Dvarim, and in Dvarim darshan smuchet. One pasuk that's next to the other has to have a connection. The rest of the Chumash Dignosis, we don't darshan smuchim, except for Dvarim and Mishnah Torah, we do darshan smuchim. So we pass from that a lav shema ma'aseh zayn loikim olam. So if a person had chametz in his possession and he didn't bother to sell it, the Rambam writes, he zayn loikim because it's a lav shema ma'aseh zayn loikim olam. But his kain chametz bepesach, if he buys chametz, or if he's machmetzisa, he mixes flour with water and just lets it sit there until it turns into chametz. And then the Rambam says that he is loikim. Why? Because then it's considered a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. So some mefarshim on the Rambam are bothered with a kasha that the Rambam in another place seems to hold a klal. There is stiras galore in the Sefer Achinachan. There is stiras in all directions. So the Seichemed quotes a likut of Achreinim who suggests that this is a shitas of Rambam. The Mishnah Mel talks about this. The Seichemed quotes a lot about this. So it's a lot of Achreinim suggest that the shitas of Rambam is that when the basic lav is violated, b'li ma'ise, a lav she'ein bo ma'ise doesn't depend on whether you personally did an avera or you personally didn't do an avera. Lav she'ein bo ma'ise depends on the nature of the lav. Is the lav normally violated by de ma'ise, then it's labeled as lav she'ein bo ma'ise even if you don't do any ma'ise. For example, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, where there's a machlekes on the tzaddik in Bav Metzia, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, by l'sach m'shav b'disha, on the original din of l'sach m'shav b'disha, what if chasama b'kol, v'hinhigo b'kol? What if I violate l'sasim shabbat ishoi by screaming at the pain? So the behemoth is threshing, and the behemoth is nibbling on the food. Instead of putting a physical muzzle around the mouth of the behemoth to prevent it physically from eating, I scream at the behemoth. I bark on such a pacha that the behemoth is afraid to eat.
You see, there's a shiur that also.
Yeah.
You don't have to pull it. You right. Have to the behemoth to come.
So the Gemara has a machlekes of Yechon Meshlokish. Is that called Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa? Maybe my Mashiach, the Gemara says it's good. What about Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa? So Rav Yechanan says that you are like it. It's possible like Rav Yechanan that it's called a lav sheyesh bo ma'is. Or hamanik b'klayim. Let's say I have a wagon that's pulled by a horse and by a cow. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to do that. Masachish b'shar v'chamor yachtov. But what if I didn't? I'm not sitting on the wagon and I whip the two behemoths and I make them, or I push them and make them go. I scream at them until they start going by themselves. So usually an aveira that a person violates aydei amira, aydei dibur is labeled as a lav sheyesh bo ma'is. What about over here? What about Hinhiga Bekol? Hamanik Beklaim Aydidi. So again, we pass from like Rabbi Yechanan that it's called the Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh. So the Shaila is why? Why should that be considered Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh? So Tosis has one interpretation, famous Pshat. Taka Tosis in Sanhedrin later in the Samach, Tosis has a famous Pshat. But Mitzilah, and the Achrenim stay on the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, and other Achrenim stay on the Rambam, a different Pshat. But it depends on the nature of the lav, the normal nature of the lav, since lo sasim shav b'disha is normally done aydei ma'isa, even if you happen to violate it, the li ma'isa, the lav will be labeled as a lav sheyesh ma'isa. It doesn't depend on the avera. There's no cloud, you have to have an avera sheyesh ma'isa. You have to have a lav sheyesh ma'isa. Hamanik b'klayim is a type of a lav, which normally is violated aydei ma'isa, that's called a lav sheyesh ma'isa. Even if you personally do it, the li ma'isa, you still like it. So the achrenim fred na'kashe, if it depends on the nature of the lav, so what does the Rambam make a distinction over here? That if you left the chametz in your possession, and it comes Pesach, and you violate by Rabbi Matzah, that's a lav she'im or ma'isas, ain't like mola. But a kein chametz b'Pesach, or hamach mitzisa, if you mix flour with water, you let it rise, then you are like it. Why? The tach, manafsha. If you call a lav, if you label a lav as a lav she'im or ma'isas, so you shouldn't be like it even if you did aydei ma'isas. That's how the Achrenim have a call, that's how the Chinuch says. That sometimes you're not like it, even if you did a ma'isa, because the lav is normally violated the li ma'isa. Sometimes you're like it, and sometimes you're like it, even if you didn't do a ma'isa, because the lav is normally violated with a ma'isa.
Anyway, if you didn't do a ma'isa, it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, you could be chayv because it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. But the other way, even if it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, but if you did a ma'isa, you should be chayv. You should be chayv, even if it isn't a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa.
I think there are rishonim hold like that, but they claim that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold not so. They're right, that they're on the chinuch hold that beilakul, beilakumer, it always depends on the nature of the lav.
Whether
the lav is lav
sheyesh bo ma'aseh. All the examples you gave had a ma'aseh. It's a kalacha, yeah, there was different. The Torah said, loisach b'shor b'dishor, so you did it a little bit differently.
No, not kalacha, yeah, it's like,
yeah, mirror. Yeah, but it's still
one
action. You did, I'm a mother. But I'm exactly the same. By law, by just this man does it. You've done nothing. You just left it there, you didn't do anything.
The typical way to violate by Rabbi Matzah is the person has chametz in his rishus and he just doesn't get rid of it. So the typical violation is a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Even if I buy chametz b'Pesach, let's still label, I take it didi aveira aydei kum v'yaseh. But let's label the nature of the aveira. The lav should always be labeled as a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. So you should never be like it. That's the kasha that the Achrenim is. This Nechem has a long arichas on it. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe the Rambam Shita, it's a little bit dechik, he suggested maybe the Rambam Shita is that the reason why they counted as two lavim, why isn't it kefal alav, bal yiroi by matzah, is this is the answer that they really mean two different things. Bal yiroi means you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. They're normal, but we would say bal yiroi. You're not allowed to leave chametz in your possession. Bal yiroi matzah means that it's also lahamtzi chametz. That's what the lav means. You're not allowed to buy chametz. You're not allowed to create chametz b'pesach. No, it's a lav. Lo yimotze. Lo. That's another thing. There's an essay, yeah. There's an essay also. We'll get to that. Oh, you mean it's a lav hanita glasses. Right? That's a good kasha. That's why Chaim talks about that kasha. That's a very good kasha. I think it's a kasha.
But now,
Chaim talks about that kasha that there should be two reasons. There should be two reasons why you're not. No. He's asking a good kasha. No, he's asking a good kasha. There should be two reasons why you're not loikan by your rabbi motze. Reason number one is that it's a lav shame or maise. So the Rambam writes that if you buy chametz, or if you create chametz, so you made it into a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Fine. But why does the Rambam, Rav Chaim, quote the kasha? Why does the Rambam say that you like it? You should say that there's another reason why you ain't a like it. Gemara says that you cannot give malchus on a lav hanitik l'aseh. Whenever I violate an avera, which could be rectified later by fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, so that's called a lav hanitik la'esei. After I violate, let's say, I violate gzela, then the Torah says, v'heshem esak gzela shegozo. Mara says in the third parak in Markus.
But here, how can you rectify it? Even during Pesach, he can fix it every minute.
Let's say he didn't wait till after
Pesach. No, but even a minute in Pesach.
No, that depends already on the Gemara. Kima, you have to look in the Gemara already.
No, but the point is that at any minute that Pesach comes, he was over
ready. That at least
he can't rectify anything.
Yeah, well, Sameach has that there. Sameach has a long higoy in the Keteret slot. A long philosophy. He says that lav hanitik la'esei and like involved doesn't mean when I violate an avera, after which the Torah is mechayev me to do a mitzvah. That's not enough. It means I violate an avera, and the Torah forbids this matzah. The Torah doesn't want this matzah to be in existence. Then the Torah says you have to violate an avera, undo that matzah, bring it back to the normal way.
Like
the Torah doesn't want you to have the other fellow's money. If you took his money, so give him back his money. Rectify it, undo the wrong that you've done. Shainikin talked about by Rabbi Matzei, that this is right in Psochim, in the second parak, that you write v'v'chol rega v'rega, that every minute you violate by Rabbi Matzei separately, so what good is it that I'm going to destroy the chametz in another hour? That'll undo me, kind of l'habob, but how will I undo them, my friend? That's the Osamech has a long higoyim. He forces this a little bit into the Gemara. He quotes a lot of Gemaras and Rambams and his Matzikit to insist that that's the answer. Rav Chaim doesn't hold like that. Rav Chaim has this famous kasha. There's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara Tzadikei says Mefurish that you're not like Bal Yerub Bal Yimotze because it's a lav hanitik glass. It's a black and white Gemara. So how can the Rambam say against the Gemara? The Gemara says Mefurish that it's a lav hanitik glass. Like your case, it's already, if he waits the left to face, it looks like Bitla, look
at
that. Right.
It can be a
lav
sheesh b'maisa, if you just there without a chance.
Right. So then it won't be a lav. Right. In that case, it would be a lav shaloi nitiglesa. Right. But the Rambam writes stoma, by a person by Thomas Bethesda, that's the cash. So Rav Chaim has a famous teretz on this. Rav Chaim has in his Sibur a famous teretz on this, the Minchas Chinuch also has, or Minchas Chinuch was a little before Rav Chaim, Minchas Chinuch also has the same teret but slightly differently. The Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim both point out that in the area of Mitzvah Saseh, there are two types of essay. There's a Kiyum essay, and there's an Iser essay. For example, it says in the Torah that you have to wear tzitzit. It says in the Torah you have to wear tefillin. It doesn't tell you have to say Krishna. So that's a Kiyum essay, means you have to go and do this mitzvah. Mashal, there's another essay in the Torah that says, Kol Tzipa Tahara Tarchelu. That means it's a mitzvah every day, once a day, every day, you have to eat chicken. What if I want to be a vegetarian? I like flesh, I don't like chicken. It's a chiyah, you call tzipa tzorecha, you have to eat chicken. So it's not halacha, it's an iser essay. If you eat tray for chickens, if you eat pheasants, if you eat an eagle, so then you'll violate the iser essay of call tzipa tzorecha. It's a lav abo mechlal essay. So sometimes you have an iser essay and sometimes you have a kiyum essay. The Moshalach base, it says that you're not permitted to do malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then it says Tishbisu Shabbat. Tishbisu. So what is Tishbisu or Shabbat? What is Tishbisu? It means that if you abstain from malacha, you haven't violated the Yisr essay? Or it means, no, there's a Kiyum essay, that one who abstains from malacha not only has not violated the Lois essay, but he has a Kiyum essay as well. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, that Ashoibis me malacha. On Yom Tov, Mistam Huadin Nami Shabbos, Rav Soloveitchik Yisum Deram only writes it in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Mistam it applies to Shabbos as well. Like one who doesn't do Malacha on Yom Tov not only doesn't violate the law of Malacha, he has a Kiyum essay that he Shabbos in Malacha. It's a Kiyum essay. Well, the Moshe, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Naziris that a Nazir is forbidden to take a haircut and forbidden to drink wine, forbidden to be Mistam El Amaz. So if he doesn't violate the three surim, so he was Yatzeh B'Shalom. That's all, just Yatzeh B'Shalom. So the Rambam says, no, Harei Zekim, Shalosh Mitzvah Saseh. He's Mekayim Le'Yaseh of Kodesh Yih, Zekiyum Esseh, not just an Iser Esseh. And Gadol Peres HaRosh is Zekiyum Esseh. And then he says, the third Esseh is Kol Hayitzim Afiv Yaseh. It's Zekiyum Esseh, not just an Iser Esseh. Sometimes you have just an Iser Esseh. L'mashal, let's say a person takes a neder, not to eat the potato chips, and not to smoke cigarettes, and not to drink liquor or something. So the Torah says, lo yachol dvarek chalayetim apivyas. So if he drinks the schnapps, or if he eats the ice cream or whatever, if he smokes the cigarettes, then he violates the law. And what if he doesn't smoke the cigarettes? So he's mekayim the yeset chalayetim apivyas. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's not a kiyumes. Nidrei harushus, it's an iseres, it's not a kiyumes. Nidrei govoa, Nidrei mitzvah, a person, let's say, takes a neder to give money to shul, or to give a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh. And he goes ahead and he does it, so that's a kiyum mitzvah. Or he takes a neder to observe Nazirus, and he observes it, then the Ramban writes, there is a kiyum mitzvah, says. Then Chayet and Pivyas is a kiyum mitzvah. But on Nidrei Horishus, the Ramban writes, that's only an Isseres. He doesn't think that that's a kiyum mitzvah. Mustama the Ramban also doesn't disagree. Even the Ramban puts it all together, Nidrei mitzvah, Nidrei Horishus, Mustama the Rav Soloveitchik said, Mustama the Ramban will agree with the Ramban, that they're really different. And Nidrei mitzvah, you have a kiyum mitzvah if you fulfill your mitzvah. And Nidrei Harishus is just an Isseres, it is not a Kiyumes. So the question is, what is the nature of this din of Tashbisu? Well, the Torah says that if you have Chometz in your Rishus, you have to destroy it on Erev Pesach. Is that a Kiyumes? Is that mitzvah to go and burn the Chometz? Mitzvah to destroy the Chometz? Or should I say no? Okay, but however you destroy the Chometz, is it a Kiyumes, a mitzvah to destroy the Chometz? Or should I say, no, it's not really a mitzvah to go destroy the chametz. There's an Isser, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, and there's an Isser Aseh that's repeating the same thing as the Lord says. An Isser Aseh, Tashbisu. You should get rid of the chametz in order that you shouldn't violate the aver of having the chametz in your possession. So Rav Chaim and the Mechassinah both sort of suggest the same var, the same chilek, that it depends on Rav Yudah and the Rabbanah. So Rav Yudah's shita is that you have to destroy the chametz, Dafki B'Sreifa. Ain't be a chametz ala B'Sreifa. You're not yet in the mitzvah. If you grind up the chametz and you scatter it in the wind, or if you flush it down the toilet or something, you're only yotzei in the mitzvah if you do dafkis reif. And the chachamim disagree, and they say hashbasasa b'chol dov. And the machlokes and rishonim whether we should pasken like Rav Yudah or we should pasken like the Rabban. The Rambam pasken like the chachamim, the hashbasasa b'chol dover, and the Tesis in one place says that maybe we should pasken like Rav Yudah because there are mishnayis like that. The mishnayis keep on talking about burning. Zorcha b'tchila sheish. There is time mishnayis all over the place. Sounds like the din is like Rav Yudah. It ain't be a chametz ala b'sreif. So we're machmel lahatchila for the Tosis opinion that Allah should be like Rav Yudah. It ain't be a chametz ala b'sreif. So the Achrayim want to say that the Mechatzchina for Rav Chaim want to suggest. Let's say if you hold like Rav Yudah, it ain't be a chametz ala b'sreif. But I didn't burn the chametz. Instead of burning it, I ground out the chametz and I threw it. I scattered it in the wind. So you mean to say that I still violate? I destroyed it on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. You don't tell me that I violate by you, or by you, but I don't have the chametz. I flushed it down the toilet, I destroyed it. I wasn't the kind of mitzvah tashbisu. See, mefurish, the Rav Yudah holds the tashbisu, the kiyum essay. Not just, you better destroy your chametz or you're going to violate an aver. What if the Torah tells me a specific form of destroying it, and what will be if I won't destroy it in that form, I still won't violate any aver. So Rav Yudah clearly holds that it's a kiyum essay. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. You don't have to go so far, like the Minchas Chinuch has a little humor is that you have to go, according to Rav Yudah, you have to go buy chametz in order to burn. You have to go so far, you can say it's a conditional mitzvah. If you have chametz on Erev Pesach, then it's a mitzvah to destroy. But Aliba the Rabbanon, according to the Chachamim, who say that Hash B'Salsa B'Chol Dover, one could be Mechalik and say that according to the Shitas Chachamim, there's no Kiyum Esei B'Chlau in Tashbisa. It's not a kiyuma mitzvah like in film, like saying krishma, like sitting in sukkah, like shaking a little bit and ask. It's just an iser aseh. If you will not, you better destroy your chametz. Better get rid of it, because if you don't destroy it, you will violate the avera bal yirah by matzeh. In addition to which, you'll violate nachan avera, which we call alav haba mechlal aseh, the iser aseh of tashbisa. But it's not that it's a kiyuma mitzvah. It's not that it's a kiyuma mitzvah. So that's what Rav Chaim suggests.
What if you don't have chametz? No, is it? Just,
yeah, if you don't have chametz, the pashtus is that they both agree.
You
don't have chametz, you don't have it.
You have to burn, you have to do a kiyumetz.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. So Rav Chaim makes this thing.
So
you'd be being
I didn't burn the house. No, you have to fulfill the mitzvah by doing a kumbaya. No, it's not yet to the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim suggests in his sefer, or perhaps this is the teretz on the Rambam. that the Gemara and Daf Tzadikei, Chaim has a shtickel up shetl. The Gemara and Daf Tzadikei and Aleph on the last line that says, the last line of Tzadikei and Aleph himself that says, the Bal Yerubai Motzei, Zayna Loike, for two reasons. One reason is that it's a lav shem or maise. And one reason is that it's a lav amnitik l'esei. That's who he happens to be speaking. I'll leave it to Reb Yudah. The question is, that's true. That's Rav Chaim claims. That's who he's speaking. I'll leave it to Reb Yudah, who holds that ein b'chametz ala b'sreifus, the burning of the chametz is the kiyum ha-mitzvahs, ha-mitzvahs ha-sei, what we call a kiyum ha-sei. So then we can really call Bal Yeroh Bal Motzei a lav ha-nitik l'esei, that if you violate Bal Yeroh, the Torah tells you do a mitzvah later on, to correct it, to undo the way it says. Fine. But if it didn't, but the Rambam doesn't pass it like Rav Yudah, like Tosfos does. The Rambam passes it like the Chachamim, that has b'sasa b'chol dover. According to the Chachamim, the din of Tashbisu is bechlal, not a kiyum essay. It's just an iser essay. So that's not called a lav hanitik l'essay. That if the Torah says, if you violate the lav bar yor by matzei, hurry up and destroy the chametz, so you won't violate another ishla. So you won't violate the iser of Tashbisu. That's not lav hanitik l'essay. Lav hanitik l'essay means, if I did an aveira, the Torah tells me, do a mitzvah after it. But if the chachamim hold, hashbisat v'chol dover is not a kiyum mitzvah at all. It's just an iser essay. You better destroy the chometz, the whole life in Shaiya. You are not to violate anything, so that's not called lava mitzvah. That's what Rav Chaim suggests. That's what Rav Chaim
suggests. So shouldn't that, in other words, according to Rav Yehuda, that would be no good, because all of them do it by now. I mean, even after we burn them, we say not a mitzvah, we say the
same. Yeah, when you have a bottle of chometz, we'll have to discuss it. You can't fulfill a mitzvah. So that year you can't fulfill a mitzvah. Unless you say that burning the chametz the last available opportunity before. Let's say if I burn my chametz today, the summer I'm not yet to the SAF Tashbisa. I have to burn it on Erev Pesach in the morning. But if Erev Pesach is b'Shabbos, either of you holds that year you can't fulfill a mitzvah project, or perhaps he holds that the last opportunity means on Erev Shabbos, right? Maybe he holds that on Erev Shabbos he goes to the mitzvah derayis. That's a shaila l'Rav Yehuda. This whole pilpul that Rav Chaim and the Minhag Chinuch have regarding the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, whether it's a mitzvah essay, a kiyum essay, or it's only an iser essay, that it depends on the machlokes of Yidden Rabbanon, this is only on the level of derayis. On a level of the Rabbanon, everybody holds that it's a mitzvah sesi. Goharaya, that before we do the bedikas chometz, we say bracha shekedeshanu mitzvah sevetzivanu al bir chometz. We don't say bracha al bedikas chometz. We say the bracha al bir chometz. So what do you say al bir chometz for? Because the bedikah is the hakkala of the bir. We're going to do the bedikah tonight, and the second half is going to be the bir tomorrow morning. Yeah. So why do you say a bracha? In order not to violate a loy sesser, let's say I shave with an electric shaver, I say a bracha. I shake a rishon mitzvah tzvonu shalol agalecha tatar b'zokon. I sit down to eat supper, so I say a hamoytia shahakal, then I say a bracha. I shake a rishon mitzvah tzvonu shalol lechol macholos al suvus. You don't say a bracha. The Rosh says in suvus, in the first period. You don't say a bracha when you don't violate an aver. You only say a bracha. When you're doing a kiyum essay, so how do you say bracha on bidikas chametz? Say the bracha al biyur chametz. Shekhar Rishon says al biyur chametz. What's the mitzvah? So you have to assume that midirabbanan, everybody agrees, at least midirabbanan, that there is a mitzvah, a kumbi essay, a kiyum essay of bidikas chametz and biyur chametz. It's a mitzvah midirabbanan. A chaim and the mechafinah claim on a level of their rice that should depend on the machlokes of biyur and the rabbanan. But on a level of the rabbanan, everybody will agree that there is a kiyum essay. Otherwise, you wouldn't say a bracha before the bedikah in the bir. So that's how I started to say Rav Soloveitchik suggested perhaps the reason why the Rambam counts Bal Yeroh Bal Motzei as two lavim is like the Kesef Mishnah says that there is overlap, but they're not identical. But in what sense are they not identical? So he suggested perhaps the farim for this other kasha. Why does the Rambam say that Akoyne Chom is the Pesach HaHamach Metziso? Is like a... Why should it be like? And why not say that the nature of the lav is designated as a lav shame or mice? Even though you personally violated the lav, but it doesn't depend on an avera sheyesh b'mice. It depends on the lav, a lav sheyesh b'mice, as opposed to a lav shame or mice. So why not label Bal Yeroh always as a lav shame or mice? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps the Rambam holds that there are two lav, Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotze. Bal Yeroh means don't own chometz, don't keep chometz in your possession, in your ownership. That's always going to be a lav shame or mice. And Bal Yematzeh means don't be mamzi chametz. Don't cause that you should have chametz. Don't bring about that you should have chametz in your possession. And the nature of that love, so takzi alav, sheyesh bo ma'is. And perhaps that's why the Rambam says that you only loike once here. Hamachmetz, hamachmetz iso, or hakoine chametz bepesach. The Rambam doesn't say that you loike shmeinim. He doesn't say you get malchus twice. Why not? But the Rambam counts him as two lavim. The Rabbi Moshe is two lavim. The answer is that that one is a lav sheim ma'isa. Even if you're machmet sisu, the lav is labeled as a lav sheim ma'isa. And the Bali Motzah, that's going to be a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. Well, that's a shame. Regarding this lav of Bali Rov Bali Motzah, that we usually assume it depends on possession. If you own chomet, so you violate Bali Rov Bali Motzah. So the question the Rishonim and the Achronim raise, which is very relevant, is manazeh. The question that the Rishonim and Achronim discuss is, do you need full bailus, or is it enough if it just belongs to you, even though you're not a full bailum? What says the full bailum, as opposed to not a complete bailum? So the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samachtes, has a machlokes of Yechanan Reish Lakish, by Gozov, Lenis Yashua HaBailum. If I steal your behemoth, or I steal your automobile, I steal some metalculum of yours. If I steal your karka, I kick you out of your field. The karka, you retain your full ownership of shalcha, and it's b'shuscha, and you can be magdish it, and you can be meicher it, and you can be mafker it, you're still the full owner, because we say karka in an exel, that Allah doesn't recognize the meisik zeila karka. There is an avera of exela, the Ramu quotes the Sifro, the Rashi quotes on Chumash, that if you steal someone else's karka in Eretz Yisrael, you violate the Sadhguru Yachab Benachlosa Shetinchal. And in Chutz Lord, where there's no benach lo tcha shetincha, so you don't violate lo sasik, so you only violate lo sigzo, you only violate lo tigna. But there is a lav of geneva by karka, but still karka and exelus means that there are no kinyon exela. There's no, the bailus is not changed ki huzeh. The nignav is still the full owner, it's still shaloi b'shus, it's still fully his. But what if I steal metalkalin from somebody else? Gozo behema, the one is yasha bailus. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Bava Metzia, and the sugi of Tak Fakoyin, and the sugi on Daf Samachta. That's Rabbi Yechanan's din, against Reish Lakish. Then the Gemara says it's really a machlekes hatanoim, and the Mishnah Ma'ase Sheni, machlekes the tznuim against the Chachomim. When somebody steals my property, so it's only Shali, it's not Bishusi, is that poikim in my bailus or not? And we paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan, that I'm considered an incomplete bailus. In order to be called a full owner, a full bailim, has to be shali and has to be vishusi. Vishusi means that I have shlita over it, I have full control. And if it's a stolen item that somebody else has, I got it, stole my behemoth, he stole my car, so even though it's still shali, it still belongs to me, but it's ain't a vishusi. So therefore I cannot be magdish it, and I cannot sell it, and I cannot be mafkrit, and I cannot be poidemaisa shane, and as I write the whole
thing.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Nobody has ownership
of the answer. No one has full ownership. It's not his. And the nignav is the machloikas hatanoim, and the machloikas Rabbi Yechanan Meshlokesh Amarim, which town is the paskin like? And the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though it belongs to the nignav, but it's ain't a bishusai, so he's not a full bar. So the shayla is, what about for purposes of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimot? Do we also require that it should be Shaloi or Bishustoi? To be a full Bailim? Or is it enough if it's Shaloi, even if it's Ein Bishustoi? This is a shayla. So there is a Gemara.
What can he do? The Baal, who somebody steals his coins.
Right.
So what can he do if he doesn't have it to burn it? I mean,
does he have to, let's say, do I have to be Mabat to my Chomet? I don't have to be Mabat to my Chomet, I'm not going to violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh anyway.
There's
a Mishnah Bava Kam. The Mishnah says, Gozal Chomet for over all of our Pesach. If you stole my Chomet and then you kept it, so you give it back and you say, Harei Shalach L'Chomet. So Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is, that even though it became Asa Bahano, Chomet Shavala Pesach is Asa Bahano Amid Rabbanon, and when you give me back my Chomet to Baal Shnaps, give me back nothing, so what kind of a Haitian Chazela is that? That's nothing. So that's the Chiddush and the Mishnah, that nevertheless, you can give it back and say Harei Shalach L'Fanecha, because it's still the same Baal Shnaps. I became Asa Bahano, we don't care. That's the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. Now the Behuda has a Tshuva, where he has a whole Pshet, a whole Drei Lada Mishnah, says, no, that's exactly why. Why can you say Harei Shalach L'Fanecha? Because it didn't become Asa Bahano. Why didn't it become Asa Bahano? Because nobody violated Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh. The Ganav can't violate Bal Yiro because it's not Shaloi. And the Nignav doesn't violate because it's not Bishusoi. You only violate Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzeh, as it says in the Rosh, in the Gonim, if you have full Bailus, namely Shaloi Bishusoi. So none of you who is Pshat, all the Pasuk says against the Gemara. The Gemara says that's not the true Pshat. The Gemara says, notwithstanding the fact that it does become Asa Ba'anor, you can still say Harash Lachofanev. It's not that the reason why you can say Harash Lachofanev is because it didn't become Asa Ba'anor, because nobody violated Bali Rababan. So that's against the Gemara. But the question still is, maybe that part of the Rebbe Yehuda is right, maybe nobody taka violates Bali Rababan. Maybe it becomes Asa Ba'anor, even though nobody violated Bali Rababan. So what's taka that did? In order to violate Bali Rababan, do you require that it should be Shalai Bershusai? Or not, maybe Shalai is enough. This is the Shabbat. So the Nadi Yehuda quotes Mefurish and Rishon, the Rosh and the Gaon, and the same Mefurish, and the Ramban Achumish, and Parshas Boy, but they say Mefurish that you do need Shalai, Ubirshus. How can you tell from the Gemara? So you mentioned the Gemara before. The Gemara says, you mentioned also the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Mena Bishusa Shaladam, Vason Hakostov Kila and Bishusa. So one of the two is Kamez Betesa. The Gemara is posing a question, how does one ever violate Bali Rabbi Matzei? On Chametz B'Pesach, I ought to say that since the Chametz on Pesach is Asa Ba'anor, so I should declare it as Eina B'Shusai. That's the word, that's the Lashon HaGemara. I should declare it as Eina B'Shusai. And as Eina B'Shusai, there should be no Bali Rabbi Matzei. So that's it. There is a kasha that notwithstanding, he still violates Bali Rabbi Matzei. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. What exactly does that mean? How do you translate the words? That's the famous machloikas, the ktsois, and other acharein, and the very end of Chosh Mishpat, in Tavav, Tav Zayin or something, it's the last page in the ktsois, the very last page, and the Sefer ktsois achosh, separate, when the ktsois is printed in a separate edition. So you have the machloikas, I think, with the rivosh, or other acharein, earlier, famous acharein, how do you translate the words of the Gemara? So the ktsois insists that the words of the Gemara should be translated literally, that it's Eina B'Shusa, the Chometz B'Pesach, if I have Chametz B'Pesach, which is Asa Ba'anor, there's no reason under the sun to say that it's Eina Shali. It's my Chametz. Why should it be Eina Shali? It's mine. But it's Eina B'Shusi. Oh, that's okay, because what does B'Shusi mean?
That use it.
I can use it. I have accessibility to it. If somebody gambles my Chametz, why do I say it's Eina B'Shusi? Because it's inaccessible. Right. So the Gemara says, even if I have the Chametz in my Rishus, it's vitally inaccessible because the Torah says I'm not allowed to use it. So anything that's Asa Ba'anor is, by definition, al pi halacha, labeled as inaccessible because of the Yisr Hanor. So the Gemara is bothered with this kashish, that Chometz B'Pesach is Eina B'Shusai, because all Yisr Hanor are Eina B'Shusai. That's the choice of the Gemara
comes first, the Aveira, or the second
Aveira, the Yisr Hanor. No, the Yisr Hanor comes first. No. The Torah says that Chometz B'Pesach is Asa Ba'anor. When Pesach comes, the two dinim, Bal Yeroh and Yisr Hanor. So the Torah says, when it comes Pesach, the Chometz is Asa Ba'anor. Because the Chometz is Asa Ba'anor, even if it's sitting on my table, I label it as Eina B'Shusai, because it's inaccessible, Pi Alok, I'm also to use it. So it's Eina B'Shusai, so the Gemara asks, so how do I violate?
Everything
no,
that's also to me, it's not
Bishusi.
Everything
that will
go all the way down.
Asa Ba'anor. Asa Ba'anor. No, if I have my Cholos I can feed it to my door. That's Asa Ba'anor.
Asa
Ba'anor. That's what he says. So he quotes, the Tzoyz quotes the Gemara in Bavakama Da'afman Hei. But the Gemara has a bright about Shor Anista. You have a Shor, Shahar Gisa Adam. So the Torah says you have to give the Shor Skila. And what if you didn't give the Shor Skila? What if you shech the Shor? So the Gemara says, Shchot Alacha Shinig Madinoi. Bistaray Asa Ba'anor. But it says, Nuchumish Bolo Yeyochala is Bistaray. And the Brisa asks, Me'acha Shenemar,
Shokul
Yishokul Ashor. Eni Deshi Neveil, Neveil Asura Ba'achila. Of course, if you do Skilos, it had no Shita, it's also Ba'achila. So why doesn't say Bolo Yeyochala is Bistaray? So it must be, Alamat HaMalam Bolo Yeyochel, Afilu Shochtol Acha Shenig Madino, it's also Ba'anor. Why the Gmardin makes an Issa Hanor? That's the Pashim Shah. So the Gemara says, and what if I have a shor on this skull, a shor shaharagasod, my shor killed somebody, and Bezin grabs the shor and they make a gmardin, and before they have a chance to kill a shor, I take the shor and I sell it to somebody else. So the Gemara says, machrein and machur, hekdish ein and mugdosh, if I sell it, the sale is not valid, and if I magdish it, the hekdish is not valid. The Rashi says, I'm not Gemara, why is machrein and machur, hekdish ein and mugdosh, of Rashi, lefish ein and bishusai. So the Ktsoi says, Rashi is Meduyik. He doesn't say Lefishena Shaloi. So there's no reason under the sun to say that Yisra Hanor is Eina Shaloi. Why should it be Eina Shaloi? The Rav Rishonim would disagree with the Ktsoi. That's what the Ktsoi says. The Ritvo and Sukkot both arrive at Mefurish like that, that Yisra Hanor is Eina Shaloi. But the Ktsoi doesn't have that. He just says, not true. He says, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Meina B'Shusa Shalodam, Chomaz B'Pesach Eina B'Shusai, and Rashi B'Avakam Avdachman Hei says, that if the Gemara din of the Sharan is called Machrein and Machrein, Dishan and Mugdish, because they're in the Bishusa, they don't say Eina Shaloi. So he says, shaloy it is, there's no reason why I shouldn't be shaloy. Just that it's ain't a b'shusa, because anything that's also barna is inaccessible to me, even though it's on the table. So it's ain't a b'shusa, fine. So in Bovikama, Dachmem, hey, we understand if it's ain't a b'shusa, you can't sell it, you can't be magdash it, because that's Rabbi Yechanan did. That's Rabbi Yechanan had based on the Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, that in order to be a full Bailam to sell, and to be mafkir, and to be magdash, and to be played in Maisa Sheni, you have to have shaloy b'shusa, you have to be a full Bailam. So that Gemara in Bovikama, the price in Bovikama, Machrein, and Machrein, Gdishen, and Mugdash. We understand that Chomez, Bethesda, that Shara Nitzkal, after Gmardin is also Ba'ano, Yisra Ha'ano is Eneb Shusai, so you can't sell, you can't be Magdish. But this Gemara in Psochim, and in Bava Kam, is talking about Yuva Ba'imotze. And the memory of the Amorah, it's a memory, it's not a Brisa. The memory of the Amorah poses the question, how do you ever violate Ba'yuva Ba'imotze? It's impossible. If the Chomez, when it comes Pesach, is also Ba'ano. So how do you ever violate by your Rabbi Motzei? So the Amora says it's Exeris Akosuv. Alson Akosuv Kilaim B'Shusay. So what does it mean? So you see, a foolish that the Pshat is, that's what the Tzai says, that Yisuri Hanor Eina B'Shusay, in order to violate by your Rabbi Motzei, you have to have Shalayu B'Shusay. And if it's Eina B'Shusay, you shouldn't violate by your Rabbi Motzei. But, let's say, if somebody steals my Chometz on Purim and they don't give it back till after Pesach, so I didn't violate by your Rabbi Motzei. Because it was Eina B'Shusay, I didn't violate. But if I have chametz on my table, I should also say you should never violate by Rabbi Moshe. It's Yisra Anor, so it's Alpidin Eina B'Shusay. So that's the Xeris HaKosuv, that if it's on my table and it is accessible to me in the Tzir, just Alpi Alocha, the Alocha declares that it's Eina B'Shusay, so the Torah says, Asan HaKosuv Kila Eina B'Shusay. That's how the Tzais learns the Gemara. That's how the Ramban learns the Gemara. That's how Tzais, the Rosh, the Goinim, half of the pot can hold much more than half of the past in the hall, the Ruba of the past in the hall, that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that in order to violate by your Rabbi Motze, you have to be a full Baal Mnein, or you have to have Shaloi, Uber Shusai.
The whole din of Baal Yerob, we mentioned that we love you to leave, because it's so Shiach by you, so maybe you can evolve that way.
The Ran says like that. The Ran on the first daf himself says that the din of Bal Yeroi Gufa is a Gzeira. It's a Harchoka Deraisa. Usually we're used to Harchoka as the Rabban. The Ran says no. Bal Yeroi Bal Yeroi is a Gzeira Deraisa because Lo Bidili in Shiminei. The Torah forbids you from having in your ownership lest you lead it. How do you want to lead up to this?
So there's Gzeira, maybe this Gzeira.
Why you should violate. Okay, that could be the reason why the one Eina B'Shusa, you don't violate by your, but if this kind of Eina B'Shusa you do, couldn't be.
Perhaps there was a leadership in the
Chacham Pesach from the Chumash. Mm-hmm. Because maybe he
said, how everything that Chacham Pesach
says, Tamei al Atzmecha. He disagrees with the Chacham. Whoever heard, how can Chacham Pesach be Yosef Anu? So all Achrenim asked, what kind of a wild lotion, Tamei al Atzmecha? Why does he get so excited? So he suggested, maybe that's why, because if it were Yosef Anu, how could you ever violate Bal Yerov Bal Yimotz? Exactly this kasha. This is one pshat that the Ktoi says that many Achronim assume. But others do not learn the Gemara like that. The Ravid, quoted by the Ritzvah in Sukkah, says Mefurish that Yisuri Hamno Arena Shaloi, not just Eina B'Shusa, he says that it's Eina Shaloi. And the Mokar of Eina Shaloi is this Gemara. When the Gemara says Shnei Dvar Meina B'Shusa Shalodim, so the Ravid says it's not Dafke Eina B'Shusa. It doesn't have to do with the machlokes of Yechon Reshlokish, where the Eina B'Shusa is a full Baal, not a full Baal. It's irrelevant. Even if you hold that Eina B'Shusa is a full Baal, but Chometz B'Pesach is still a problem. Why? Because Yisuri Hanar Eina Shaloi should be Eina Shaloi. And in order to violate by Rabbi Motz, it has to be Shalcho. Yerolacho Chometz has to belong to you. It doesn't belong to you, it's not by Rabbi Motz. So that's the Chiddush. Asan HaKosuv Kila Hein B'Shusa. It doesn't mean Kila Hein B'Shusa. It means Asan HaKosuv Kila Hein Shaloi. That's the Chiddush.
To avoid a hole for you, according to that, you would
try to declare b'shusa. No, the Rishonim say that a pikadon is always called b'shusa, because I can always get it back. A geneve is ain't a b'shusa, but a pikadon is called b'shusa. Sell it's not it.
Yeah,
fry is not a problem. Fry
is not your loin, not b'shusa.
So this is the issue that the boss can bring up. The chametz is also on
the whole bus
of chalav can't be chametz. How can it be
chametz?
The bus
of chalav is also on the bread is not also on the bread just has the bliya. Okay.
The Easter can be four pesach.
Yeah. Ah, you mean I should not violate Bali Rabbah Mazen? Okay. The same as Gigamate Chomet. Okay, same as Gigamate Chomet. Like Nadi Yehuda said, you don't violate Bali Rabbah Mazen. This is the point that the Poskim bring out regarding stocks. They raise a shaila. If a person has shares in a liquor company, or in any other corporation that has a bottle of schnapps or anything, every company has a bottle of schnapps in the office. So the shaila is, do all the stockholders violate by Rabbi Matzena? So many Poskim are makel for various reasons. So Rav David Kalina has a tshuva where he says that in order to violate by Rabbi Motzi Aftav Shalai Rishus to Kamavur Berov HaPoskim, he quotes the Rosh and the Gainin and the Ramban HaChumish and the Ktois. Let me quote the Ktois. He never likes to quote Achai. He only quotes Rishai. So Mendel Zaks of Hanukkah used to say in Yeshiva that because Rav David Kalina Shailas up because he never liked to look in Achronim, so that's why people don't look in his Torah. We don't look in Achronim. So you follow him, we don't look in his Torah. So Rav David Kalina has Mishailas David. He wrote the Piske Alochis on the Ramam Hilchasishus that they use in all these shivas. Then he has Shailas David that's not used so often. He writes very modern. He writes, he doesn't have any Achronim, he doesn't have a Shagasari yet. So he doesn't have any Achronim? But that's, he didn't have. So the Shailas David writes this, he's the first one, I think, to be done on the stock. So he says that even though Taket Shaloi, but it's Ainu Bishustoi. Why? Because you cannot follow that. I'm going to go into the corporation, I'm going to start telling them that they should run the business. So that's completely Ainu Bishustoi. So since it's Ainu Bishustoi, so he says it's not Bali Rabbaima. That's what he wrote. He says that he's writing this, it's in excess. He's writing this Kulva, he's writing the Kula on the condition that another two G'doyle have Poskim will be masking with him. Otherwise, it should be Bakum Abutu, he shouldn't accept it. That's one cooler that many poskim, more than two poskim, have agreed. They say Rav Moshe Feinstein is masking with that. Other gedolim are masking with that. That it's called Eina Bishusa. Others tainer that maybe it's even more than Eina Bishusa. Rabitzela Panavisha has in his tshuvas in Zecha Yitzchak. Rabitzela Panavisha was a Rosh Hashiva though. Rabitzela Panavisha was a Rosh Hashiva. He was the biggest. Rav Chaim considered him the biggest Baal Mechadish of all. He was the biggest. Goyim, the wildest of all. So the many Gdolim didn't like when he passed in Shilas. They said it's too wild. Good for Tairis, for Yeshivas. Not here with the Rosh Hashiva, but in Panavish. We used to make fun of him. One of Gdolim made fun. One of the Bali Musa, in fact, was making fun of Abitzala. He didn't like the whole style. A big wild Baal Mechadish and so on. So he said, you can visualize it. The Masho would be alive. Masho and Tenshua, they make a Yeshiva in Panavish. Who would they appoint to say the Shir? Some of the marshal to give the Mechina Shia to. He's good for the first level Shia. Say, Yeshua, it's ready to give him the next Shia. Who gets the top Shia? Abitzala Panavish. He's such a wild Baal Mechadish. So Abitzala has a lot of wild tshuvas in the Zecha Yitzchak. So he has a tshuva about the stocks also. So he raises the issue that other poskim before and after him also discussed. That maybe when you have shares in a corporation, maybe we shouldn't consider it a shutzis at all. That I own a hundredth of 1% in the schnapps, and you own a hundredth of 1% in the schnapps, and so on. Maybe pshat is that the corporation owns everything, and I have a schus. The Bale Hamanoyo is those who have shares have a schus to get part of the profits, but it's not that we really should. The government considers it like that because there's limited liability, so we say that the corporation owns everything. There's a dummy body that's called the corporation, and they own all of the profit, and they own the chomet, and the stock. The stockholders, the shareholders, don't really own any shares in anything.
Why? They come to me to collect my money.
Yeah. That's part of it.
The right is not a union of physical possession.
Right. That's the shaila, whether the halacha recognizes this nature or not. Right. That's the shaila. Does the halacha recognize this din of the malchus or not? That let's say you have a bank. Let's say you have a bank that's a corporation, and the bank is lending money to Jews.
Yeah.
So if I go and I borrow, Kimad, all the banks have Jewish owners, have Jewish shutzim, except for the Arab banks, except for the banks that are controlled and governed by the Arabs, so they don't allow any Jewish shutzim. Every other bank in the world has Jewish shutzim, it's not shy. So if I borrow a large enough amount of money, so I'm borrowing a Shavaprut Beribis from a Yisrael, so the Shailas isn't an Anisa. How can any Jew ever borrow any money from any bank and he agrees to pay Ribis? The Hanisa, the Raisa, borrowing Beribis should be asked. Some poskim tied it in Europe that they came up with different hamtzos. Many held with the stakos. some will hold that it's mutter. I'm getaina that I think the kids of Shalom said that it's us. Now that apart from the fact that it's finished. Okay, he's the representative. So the
Some
of we got a problem. Pick it again.
No, they settled already.
Yeah.
Who settled?
Yeah.
So some paskim, tanya, our shag has a shiv, and others have like this. So some paskim tanya, that the money in the bank doesn't really belong to the Jewish shutzim. They put in their money, and the money now belongs to the corporation. And the corporation is not Jewish, it's not Jewish, and the corporation is lending money to the Jews. So that's not an Easter ritual. Other tanya, no. That halacha doesn't recognize this dummy ownership, the dummy organization of the corporation. That you are the people who put in the money, are mamish the owners. Either have limited liabilities, okay. So there's limited liabilities, but it doesn't mean that they're not owned. That's the deal. So regarding the stocks, some poskim say that even though it is shalom, because we don't recognize this din machus of the dummy corporation owning all the chametz, it's shali mamish, but it's ain't a bishusi, because they have no day at all. And Rabbi Tzale, Panavision, Adik Dolem Taina, no, it's not even shali, you don't own anything, the corporation owns it. And Adik Dolem Taina differently. There's a safer Arya de Beilor. The big friend, he was a Talmud of Iktsay Tachosh. He was the Shver, he was the father-in-law of the Divrei Yecheskel, the Shinema. Divrei Yecheskel was the son of the Divrei Chaim. Anyway, so he has a knockout tshuva safe. Arya Beilo means a tiger. He calls himself the tiger. He considers his tshuva is really. He devours everybody else. It's Meiridik. Never. Taki has an interesting tshuva. Very stark tshuva. Arya Beilo has a tshuva about this. He has Goran Eifel. He says, let's say, if I have 1% of the liquor company, and other people have 99% of the liquor. Zokter, my chametz is bottled with shish, so I don't violate by law. Why? Because
you
Before Pesach, kaidim haPesach, chametz is bottled with shish. Bit Pesach is not bottled. But if the taruv has occurred before, so then even when it comes to Pesach, we don't say chametz vinyan. That is yavish b'yavish. But this is the chlach b'la. So he says that if you have a share of less than shishim, it's not that chametz is mixed into non-chametz. Chametz is mixed in with chametz. But my chametz is mixed in with other people's chametz. The goy's chametz, other people's chametz. He claims, that's an interesting kiddush, he claims that my chametz is bottled with shishim and the rest of the chametz, that's not my chametz. But that's the halacha, that kodem ha-pesach, chametz is bottled with shishim. That's the Vilna Goyen claims that's the Shita Saramam. The Ramam Shita is that you do say Chayz of Aniyah. That even though the Chometz was bottled with Shishim before Pesach, when it comes Pesach, it's Chayz of Aniyah. So the Goyen says, why? The beer Agron Erechem? So he says, that beer. Because Chometz Kodem at Pesach is Heter. So Heter, the Heter like bottle. So when does it begin to become bottled? When it comes Pesach, look, Pesach is the Mashahu. Chometz and Pesach is the Mashahu. That's what the Goyen says is the Shita Saramam. But we don't pass them like that. We pass them that the Chometz Kodem at Pesach is bottled with Shishim. And it's not chayz v'nira on Pesach unless it's yavish b'yavish. That's the chiluk of the Ramah. That yavish b'yavish is
seichah. Why do you bottle b'shish? Every time bottle b'shish. Same thing is what bottle. The thing that's also is bottle because it's less than shish. There's more shish. So here it's.
For each person, the shot is whether he's violating by Rabbi Matzah. So the Ayat Bein Law says if any individual Jew owns less than Shishim of the total ownership of the corporation, so he says it's bottled with Shishim and the others. It's a Chiddush that should be called bottled with Shishim. Chametz b'chametz is all the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Just that my chametz is bottled in the chametz that's not mine. So he said, that's the same thing. That I only violate by Rabbi Matzah on my chametz. If it's not my chametz, I don't violate. The chit.
You do to hear a little bit of liquor if my falls into your liquor. So I say that it comes bottled, you have to give it back to me.
Morris says that you don't say, you have to give it back.
You have to make sure. He also, I mean, even though it's with others, but it's not bottled, because they have to give it back to me.
Mamayna, like bottled, they have to give it back. But with respect to the Yisra Bar Yerai, then he tells us that it is bottled.
It has nothing to do with the corporation. I mean, it's only 61 people.
Shutfus.
Right.
The Ayur Debay Law lived.
Right.
He lived before they had corporations. The Ayur Debay Law lived before corporations. So he goes on Shutfus. Right. He goes on Shutfus. In fact, he doesn't talk about corporations. He talks about a different case that a Jew and a Goy had a Shutfus on beer.
I mean,
61
Jews here.
Right. He has a Chuvah Lalach that a Jew and a Goy had a Shutfus on beer, and the Jew didn't sell a Chometz. But the Jew owned less than 50% of the shutfas. The guy owned 2/3 and the Jew owned 1/3. So he violated by Rabbi Moshe. So the shayla is, what about after Pesach? Does it become Chama Chavo La Pesach? So he passes in his tshuva, no. For us, no. So he says that Chag betrays Bakul. So Minatayrim, the right of Chag betrays Bakul. Even though Tlach Balach, you only need Shishim with the Rabbah. So Minatayrim, Chag betrays Bakul. So you didn't violate by Rabbi Moshe Minatayrim. I'm with the Rabbah and you did violate by Rabbi Moshe. But it's mavur in the Paskin that the only time you have the knas of chametz shor al pesach is if you violate a bayirah deraita. But since there's no bayirah deraita because it's chad betray bottle, that my beer is bottle and his beer, because it's chad betray bottle, so therefore there's no bayirah deraita, so therefore there's no chametz shor al pesach. And he writes his tshuva with that, the tzir of two other gedolim. He relies on his own, he says, mutta, that's reason. These are the stories that people rely on.
Wasn't there once a discussion, if you insure somebody who has chametz, and you have the achayis, are you not really the owner as well?
There is a gemara. The gemara learns that from a pasuk from Lo Yimotzei, that even if the chametz belongs to a nachri, but I'm a kabbalah rais on it, as the gemara mentioned before, so I also violate by Rabbi Motzei. Even though I'm not a full bailam at all, I'm just roitzu b'kiyumai, I'm just a kabbalah rais, so that's a limbur, a yafusa from the pasuk, that I still violate by Rabbi Moshe. However,
an insurance business, I insure a grocery store that has chametz in it.
So then I should have a problem. So then, Taisvis and the Rishonim say on that Gemara, that's what all the, that's Nabi Yehuda and all the apostles will say. That's only if I'm the Kabbalah Rais and Chemsi Shal Nachri Birshusi. So I have it Birshusi and I call it Shali because I was Mekabbalah Rais. Shali means Rotz Bikiyuma. But what happens if I'm the Kabbalah Chametz and Chemsi Shal Nachri Birshusi Nachri? I'm in the insurance business. And I'm a Kabbalah Rais on his chametz, but it's in his bakery, it's not in my Rishut. So then Pesach and the Rishonim say that then there's no Balyura by Moshe. Because in order to have Balyura, you have to have Shaloi u'Birshusai. So here the Kabbalah Rais is considered Shaloi, because we say Shaloi doesn't have to really be literally Shaloi and ownership of Chayshu Mishpat. If you're a Kabbalah Rais, also called Shaloi, but you still need Birshusai. So that you don't have.
Anyway, the insurance company, that the person who's writing the insurance policy is only in it.
Right. A lot of people sell it. No, the only shayla is if you sell your stocks when it comes to the mechira, is the sale valid or not? Because the din of machusa declares you can't just sell stocks like that. There are klolim how you have to sell stocks. And din of machusa between a Jew and a nachri is binding between two Jews. Din of machusa gave the stock. But between a Jew and a Goy, there is a law of dinner machus at ease. So if I'm selling my stocks to a Nachri, it's not valid. If I'm selling my stocks to a Nachri, I should say dinner machus at dinner, that the sale is not valid. So how do I violate, how do I avoid my Bali Rabbi Motzah? If you don't hold from these kuf, if you don't hold from these three kuf. So the poskim all say perchot based on the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim has a famous truva, where in his days, the government used to take sales tax from everything you sold, and they said that whoever doesn't pay sales tax, the sale is not recognized, the sale is not valid. So when they used to fakayf the chametz, all of us chassidim, whenever he used to pay sales tax, the shalom was that the dina machusa says that the sale is not valid, so dina machusa is binding between a nochri and a Yisrael, so the al-mechiras chametz is not valid. So the Divrei Chaim tainted, it's a little bit of a joke, but he tainted and his tainted was accepted. That the only time the government charges sales taxes when it's a real sale, when I'm selling you something and you're going to keep it. But over here, where the whole purpose of the sale is for religious purposes, to do a haramah, it's a legal fiction. It's not illegal, but it's a legal fiction. It's only for purposes of haramah. So he said that the keser wouldn't charge tax to Kiyagah. He wouldn't be interested in charging tax once, and then when the guy sells it back, he charged tax again. And he went and he asked the king, and he said, Anachanami, Abad, he's masking. It's only for religious purposes. It's not a real. They're not really interested in doing business and selling, so the government wouldn't be interested in charging the tax. So that's what Paskim assumed today also regarding the stocks. That when you have these rules and regulations, if you're really selling stocks, the other guy's going to keep it, the other avoid the government. So then you have rules and regulations. When is the sale valid? When is not? But if we're only selling the stocks for the purpose of avoiding value matzei, it's not a valid sale, but the guy's not really interested in keeping it. He wants to sell it back. He only wants to facilitate. He only wants to help us out that we shouldn't violate by Rabbi Moshe. So then the Dina Machusa doesn't care what you do. So sell it however you want. They don't give any rules and regulations there. But It's not really a transaction for business purposes. Transaction for religious purposes.
What do you really mean by matana? You would give you matana, matana not opposite. And give it to talk of your homes away or your stocks, you say, I give my stocks away to God for Pesach. Would that be...
Mishnah Brura quotes that that's a machlek is excited in the Nesivis. Whether if you give Matana Manos Lassa, have you avoided Bal Yerov Bal Yimotza? Machlek is a Choshe Mishnah. But because of the machlek is, we don't do it. We don't rely on Matana Manos Lassa. We make a Mechir, then we buy that. Right? That's the Kasha. That's, how come it works by Yes, you're going to doesn't work over you? So the Nesivis gives a Chiddush.
I think
what they usually do is the trick is they say,
so you pay this much, and then after
they
take
that,
you have to pay another $1 million. And then when you can't pay
$1 million,
they have to pay.
No, not a million, they have to pay the true value.
So they make a very, very high price.
No. They say the sale is valid as of today, you have to pay it in the morning. And the guy pays a little bit, he pays a few dollars. And then he has to pay the rest, the true value of all the farm. Yeah.
He
doesn't want to pay. He has it. We will be happy to buy it back from him. It's not that the sale is not valid. We buy it back from the guy. No, the sale is valid.
I mean, even if they wanted to charge, they could hand the sales tax to that high price at the end anyway. He didn't pay it anyway.
No, they'll pay the sales tax also. It turns out at the end that he wants to have it, so he'll pay for the whole thing and pay the tax also. Mechir is chometz is
Somebody sells me, makes me for shliach to sell the chumash, then I go and make another book to make it. I don't have a book. That's already a.
That smells like. If I didn't do the aver, you can't speak of haroma when it comes to aver. If you didn't do the aver, it's mutter, I have to go. When it comes to mitzvahs, if you do a haroma, and it comes out a little bit stuff that you don't have the mitzvah, take the room, say you left without a mitzvah. That's what Taisus is mechalek on the first daf on base on base and chayrus between haram and mitzvahs as opposed to haram and aver. So that's what the post can say regarding Bal Yerov Bal Yimotza.
That applies to tzitzis. You don't wear
That's the Gemara. It depends. If the derech oilam, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mamalek says Rav Kitene went out of his way. All the normal people above all the goyim, the eat, everybody wore four corner garments. That was normal. Rav Kitene went out of his way for some reason or another, and he wore a davke, a different garment that didn't have four corners. So the Malach came and he said he's going to punish him for doing a haroma. He says, in the summer you don't wear abakamis, in the winter you don't wear, we're going to punish you. So why is he going to be punished? Because he did a haroma, and the mitzvah says it. Because the derech oilam was that everybody wore four corner garments. He went out of his way in order not to become a chayiv in a mitzvah. So in mitzvahs, you're not committed to do haroma. So that's what the pasuk. Right. Because we're not going to give it to a kohen anyway. The kohen is not going to eat it anyway. The only shail is the isa tevel. So haram not an isa.
That's not haram. You're just cheating.
So mechiras chometz is like this. There is an isa rabbi yirabai motzeh, and there is a mitzvah of tashbisus. So if you're going to sell all of the chometz that you have, hakol, bakol, mikol, and you're not going to destroy anything, then l'chari you're doing a haram on a mitzvah sesa. I have chometz in my possession. I have a bottle of schnapps. I have some rolls. And then instead of destroying it on Erev Pesach, if I ate it up, it's good. I'm not mechuyif to leave over, like the Minchasana says. I have to leave something over on Erev Pesach to destroy it. You're not mechuyif. If b'derech hatev I eat it all up, so I have no mitzvah of tashbis. But if b'derech hatev I have so much schnapps that I'm not going to finish it, so then I have a mitzvah to destroy the schnapps. I don't go and I don't destroy it. I fakreif the chametz. So that's a haram and a mitzvah says it. So that you're not allowed to do. But if I have so much chametz and I sell 99% of the chametz and I leave over 1% of the chametz, so 1% of the chametz I am going to burn. So what do I care if I sell all that chametz? I sell the chametz, I don't violate by your Rabbi Matzah on that 99%. Not by destroying it, but rather by selling it. Haram and Allah says by Rabbi Matzah, that's not a problem. The only thing is, but how can you do haram
to undo the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu, I'll leave over a little chametz, I'll burn. Leave over Kazai's chametz, and I'll burn
the Kazai. What about if now I want to sell the whole house to a goy, you leave over just a little bit to be the kind of eating a particular chametz in order not to clean up the house, I don't have to worry about all the chametz and stuff, and leave that house right away.
Right, so the Mishnah Brura quote in Machlaik is between the Binyan Olam and the Chassam Sofer. He says, the Machlaik is, if I have a big home, let's say I have ten rooms in the home, and one room I'm going to rent to the Nachri with all of the chametz in that room. So when I'm Baidik chametz, I have to be Baidik chametz in all 10 rooms, there are only 9 rooms. The 10th room that has the chametz, I'm going to leave the chametz there, I'm going to rent that room to the Nachri anyway, maybe I don't have to be Baidik chametz in that room. So the Binyan Olam says, logical. He says, but when it comes Leil Yudalad, Leil Bedikas Chometz, you didn't rent it to the Goy yet, it's still yours. So the Gemara says, you mechuyif to do Bedikas Chometz. Ah, you plan to rent it to the Goy tomorrow. The rabbi is going to rent it to the Goy tomorrow morning, but you didn't rent it yet. So right now you mechuyif to be Bedik Chometz in that room, even though you're going to pile up all the Chometz in that room. You have to be Bedik Chometz. And the Chassam Sofer has, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer, which is only one paragraph. He writes, the Sin Kuf Laman Alvin Ochamz. Mamash only one paragraph, the whole Shuvah. Two paragraphs, one paragraph on this, one paragraph on a different shah. Two shahs in one. There's money in one. There's price in one. So he has one paragraph, he writes, he doesn't quote the Binyan Olam, contemporary, so he writes, the minhag olam is that the room that you're going to rent to the Nachri, you're going to leave all the chametz in that room, the minhag olam is that you're not buying the chametz in that room. But he says, what do you need the whole bedikas chametz for? So let's say I'm going to go away to the shviga. So I'll rent out the whole house to the Nachri, and I won't have to be buying the chametz at all. So he says, no. That's a harama against the mitzvah, the rabbanim, the mitzvah minatar, whatever,
of
tashbisu, of bedikah and beer, either minatayre or midrabbanim, like we discussed before. There is a kiyum esed, not just an iser esed of tashbisu. If you all like Rav Yehuda, it's about a kiyum esed deraisa. If you all like the chacham and the hashbisas and b'chol davar, then maybe Rav Chaim and the minhasin harai, there's no kiyum esed on a level of deraisa. But on a level of the Rabbanon, there is a key message. The Haraya, you say, Brach al Biur Chametz, Midu Bedike, and Biur, and Bitl, and so on. So at least with the Rabbanon, there is a key message of Tashbisu. It's not just an Isheres. So he says, if I have two apartments, and I'm going to rent one apartment to the Nochri, and then I'm going to be Bedik Chametz in the other apartment, it's fine. So I'm not being, like, if you have 100 units of Chametz, I'm selling 99, and I'm going to fulfill Tashbisu. So fine. So I fulfill Tashbisa on the one. So he says, if I have two apartments and I'll rent one whole apartment to the Nachri and the other apartment, I'll be Bedi Chametz, it's fine. But if I'm going to go to the Shviga for Pesach, and I'm going to go to my brother for Pesach, so the Bedikas Chametz by the Shviga, by the brother, is their mitzvah, that's not my mitzvah. Even if I do it for them, I'm their Shliach, but it's their mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the Baal HaBayit to do the Bedikas Chametz in his home. So if I only have one apartment, I'm going to rent away the whole apartment to the Nachri, so that's a haram on the mitzvah that you're not allowed to do. The only shaila is, what if I'm going to rent?
How do you do a bedikah? Let's say you're going away, you don't clean your house. So how do you do a bedikah on the house which is all full of chametz?
You have to do the bedikah.
You
have to be bedikah on the whole house.
You do have to clean your whole house.
Yeah, you have to do bedikah on the night. The night before you're about to leave, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be bedikah on the
one room.
Oh, that's the shaila. That's what you're raising a shaila. What if I have 10 rooms, and I want to rent all 9 rooms to the guy, and I just want to be yoytze bedikas chametz on one. That's a shaila. So that's a new shaila. Oh, no. That's a shaila. Okay. That's a new shaila. The Gemara says that after you do the bedikas chametz, the Gemara says then you have to be mevatel chametz. What is the idea of bitl and the Gemara? It says, Mederaisa be bitl be al masabi. And I tell you, if you're mevatel chametz, that's sufficient. That's on davdala and beis. I mean, I tell you, if you're mevatel chametz, that's sufficient to remove the whole din about your bimot. It's only with the rabbana that you have to first do bedikas chametz, and then following the bedika, you have to do the bitl at night. What is the concept of bitl chametz? So there's a machlokes on that Gemara between Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and a group of Rishonim on the one hand, as opposed to Tosfos on the other hand. Taisa Shita is that since it says in the Chumash Leivah Lecho Chametz Leivah Lecho So, and the Gemara Darshan Shalchoy Ateroya Avol Ateroya Shalachera Mishal Gavoya, that's the Gemara, the Brisa and the Hermabate, that you only violate by Rabbi Mat if the Chametz belongs to you. But if the Chametz belongs to Hegdash, if the Chametz belongs to Anachri, or the chametz belongs to anybody else, so then there's no violation of Balyi Rabbi Matze. The Taisa says bitul means that I'm mafkin the chametz. If the chametz is not mine, so there's no Balyi Rabbi Matze. That's what Taisa says. So Lemaisa, according to Taisa, bitul is not a kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. Bitul is a haram. Bitul is dark. What we do, mechiras chametz, the dreidel that we thought that we discovered America, state shen in the Gemara, that's what bitul chametz is. You know, bitul chametz, you're mafkin the chametz. The same for Kurtin Sagoy, I'm after my chomet. Same thing, as long as not my chomet, I haven't violated Bali Roy Bali Matzah. That's how Tosis learns the Gemara. But Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ran all learn differently. They say that that's not Pshat. It's Haram. It's Haram and a Mitzvah Sesi. How can you do a Haram and a Mitzvah Sesi? It's one time.
Tosis says that you can be very successful through and Tashbisu just without. I lost it.
No, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, then it's Machlekes Avinu and Rabbanan. How do you do it? Dafke the Sreifa b'chol dov. This just says if you're Mevat l'chomis, that means that you're Mafke the chomis. If you're Mafke, it's not yours. So that's a harama. That's like a Mechiras chomis. So you've gotten rid of the chomis with that. So you don't have any.
You didn't burn it, you didn't sell it,
you didn't have any Mafke. You don't have any mitzvah of Tashbisu. No, you don't have any mitzvah of Tashbisu. You, like you sold all your chomis to the guy.
Can you be
mafkin
something like
that? Yeah, come to the house. You could. You can. The Gemara says in the Dogma, the Gemara has a din with the Rabbanan, when you're mafkin karka, you can only be mafkin in the presence of three people. One should have the ability to be zeich, and the other two should be able to testify that I was mafkin and that he was zeich. But that's only by karka, it's not by himself.
People have a choice to go into you. Your house and take it, it's happy. Can I go in and take it? Can a
boy
go in and take it?
Strictly speaking, not. The Gemara says in the Dorim, when the Torah says that the perish shviyis, shviyis is mitzvah on the tashta, the pasuk of Mishpatim, so the Gemara says in the Dorim, during shnas hashmita, when the perish are hefker, the ground is not hefker, but for the purpose of getting to the perish, the ground is hefker. Everybody has the right to walk into my field in order to get the perish. But that's only the din haTorah of shmita, but lot, if I'm mafkir my perish in the middle of the year, not in the Shemitah year, so then if I'm not mafkin my soda, they have no right to get it. But still, I don't violate Bali Rabbi Matz. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. And Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and many other Rishonim disagree with Taisus, and they say that that's not the Pshat. It's the Haram. What do you mean? Midiraisa, the Bittel, the Almasagi, and Achanami, the Bittel, it's good enough, it's a Haram, but you're not supposed to use a Haram. The Gemara says he lost all of his flock. The whole flock of behemoths died because he used the haram against the mitzvah and the Torah. So I can use the haram to avoid fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. I mafkir everything and I don't fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. That's one taina against Isis. And the second taina, possibly. But once with the rabbanon they were mistaken b'diko vitu, so with the rabbanon it's a key message, right? The Gemara just says on a level of the right, right? With the right of the vitu beyond mistaken, but with the rabbanon they were mistaken b'diko. So they mid the Rabbanan, they declared that Tashbisu is a key message, so then it's also just to rely on people. Okay, that could be. But another taina that the Achronim points out is that Rashi on Daf Hei Amud Beis comments when the Braisa says, Shalchoi Ateroi, Aval Ateroi Shal Acherim, Shal Gavoya, the Rashi says on Acherim, Nochrim. Acherim means Nochrim. He doesn't say Acherim is somebody else's comments. He says Nochrim. So the Yeshua and the Vilna Goyen and the Birag Roh, the Yeshua and this Daf. And the Yor Chodosh is on this Daf and Vaita and Daf and Daf and Vav. And the famous Rashi and Mavav, Keith Mafish and Chalav Etume. So all the big Acherim all say that Rashi's opinion seems to be that Chemtu Shal Yisrael Achav Yushu Si, I do violate Bayi Rav Bayi Mas. A lot of the students always ask the Shalom. The Yeshiva, they don't have the Shalom. But let's say the Jewish student goes to Columbia, and he shares the dorm room with other Jews who will not observe him. So the other Jews have chametz in their room. And they're not interested in selling the chametz, burning the chametz, leaving it up before Pesach. They're going to leave the chametz in the room. So the shad is, do I violate by Rabbi Matzah on his chametz? It has nothing to do with me. And not Shabbos Fazich. It has nothing to do with his chametz. We're not shutfim. So the Pashta says that, no, how do I violate by Rabbi Matzah? So Shalachoy Atarai, Abulat Arai Shalachem Shalachoy. So the Achrenim point out that it's not so Pashta that Rashi translates Acherim Shal Nachrim. And the Achrenim say that according to Rashi, Chemtu Shal Yisrael Acher, I violate by Rav by Matzah, even if like Kibbal Olav Achrai. The Rosh quotes the Goyim who talk about Mafkit Pikon Mishal Chametei to Yisrael Acher. One Jew gives Chametei to another Jew and he's Mekabal Achrai. So who violates by Rav by Matzah? Do we both violate? Only the mafkid, or only the shomer. But Rashi holds not. Rashi holds you don't need kabbalat achrayis lachemtza shal Yisrael lachemtza shal akum. Shekiv gadol achrayis is ba'yirah ba'imot. Chemtza shal Yisrael lachem. Rashi seems to hold that's what achrayim say. Rashi sheet is. Rashi sheet is that you don't need shaloi. Just the din that if it's shal achrayim shal gavoya, then it's not ba'yirah ba'imot. But if it's not shal chod, it still is ba'yirah ba'imot. So what if the chametz is hefker? So what if you'll do like Tosfos says you should do? Tosfos claims that when Atar, if you're mafke yechomet, bittul means you're mafke. If you're mafke yechomet, you don't violate by rabbi mat, it's not shalcho. So number one, Rashi could be Rashi holds that that's a harami, you're not allowed to do that, you're not fulfilling the essay. Number two, it could be that Rashi holds it wouldn't even help. So what if it's hefker, but it doesn't belong to Gavoya, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, Gavoya means Hegdish, and it doesn't belong to Akum? So maybe chemtza chomet shal hefker b'shusa Yisrael, you do violate by rabbi mat. That's the chidushi haramban on this daf. On daf dalet amid beis shalach on daf dalet amid beis. When the Gemara talks about bibitul the al masada, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi has the machloek is between two brises. What's the din of chomet shal hefke b'shus ha'yisrael? Do I violate by Rabbi Matsyana? So the brisa had the brisa one brisa quoted by the Yerushalmi says that you can violate by Rabbi Matsyana. And chomet shal hefker as long as it's b'shus chok, because it's not shal achem and it's not shal gavoy.
It's yours, man.
No, I don't
want
to
be
done.
But if
you're junior, it's yours. Yeah, but chutz is going to shalay midaito, but Tais is right in Ches Kabbat, and there's not going to balkorcho. If you have kavona shalay likness, then there's no kinya balkor. Yerusha is kind of balkor. But chutz is not kind of balkor.
Except
for get. Yeah. Get is a dinner.
The mere fact that it's my reshus, I deny anybody else. It's hefker. Everybody can be kind of for hefker.
But anybody can be kind of for hefker.
But the fact that I have it in my reshus, I take away. I deny everybody else a chayv to be able to.
But still, if you don't want it, you don't want
shouldn't
it.
Deny.
So,
they shouldn't deny.
No, but what he's saying is pretty clear. It's like it turns to the Sastra and say, this is Hefker, and
anyway, everything from Hefker comes from Hefker.
You mean it's an umdina that he's not mafkir. No, it's right. A fraud. Yeah, he's fraud. Not really being mafkir. Okay,
yeah,
okay. There's no real doubt that. It's a different thing. So let's say he is mafkir. Let's say he really is mafkir. And he does allow other people to take it. So Yerushalmi still has a mafkir. He said, raises, do I violate by Rabbi Motz and Chomet shall have him?
Okay, we just said our emotions today with
Because they sold it to an Achri.
I'm saying even though it's looked in the book of that they didn't sell it.
That's the tiny with Rav Moshe's tshuva. Okay. That's the question about the tshuva. Is that true or not? Can you really say that there's a mechiras chomet? And he says, no, it's an umdan mukhav that he's not selling his chomet. That's the deal. The here Rav Soloveitchik explained that there's a basic shaila over here. There are two shailas regarding this Rashi. Assuming like Rashi, the chemtza shal Yisrael lacha you do violate by Rabbi Matz. Only chemtza shal akum not. What about chomet shal hefker? So the 2 days in the brises nishan. What's the issue? So the Rav explained that there are two questions that the issue hinges on. Number one is what is the definition? What is the uptight of hefker? What does hefker mean? And number two, what is the gerah adinim shal achem shal gavay? The first shaila is what is the definition of hefker? It's a funny hakira. It's a very strange hakira, but believe it or not, it's the funny way. The halacha says the awkward way. What is the optaich? When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, and another Marishan came, the whole world was hefker. Then he was claiming this karka, that karka, the other karka. Fine. Let's say there's still a couple of countries where nobody was claiming the jungles in Africa or something, I don't know. There's still such a thing. So that's hefker ownerless. Doesn't belong to anybody, ownerless. But what's pshat, let's say I already was claiming this. I already bought it, it's mine, shali, and then I'm mafker it. That's a different kind of hefker. It's not that it was hefker from Sheshis, Mebrashis, it was grown wild, or the karka is open for grabs. It already belonged to me, and then I'm after it. That's learned out from how do you know this institution exists? That I own property, I can sell it, I can give it, that's psukim. You can transfer ownership, you can give my money. How do you know you can be mafkir property that belongs to you? Maybe it doesn't exist. So the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, Tosfos Mavi Kam, quotes a Yerushalmi that is derived from the Pasuk, and Mishpatim, Hashviz, Tishmitenu, and Atashna. Yeshlach, and Tisha, Cherishi, Kazu, Vahainu, Hefker. Just like the Perish Visa Hefker, so too you can be mafka your property as well. And that's how Bitzilla derives the din that Hefker Lanim Velo Lashir Meina Hefker Hachi Hefker Lakol, because it has to be Dumi Dishmita, just like Perish Visa Hefker Lakol. So the whenever you're mafka your property, you have to be mafka to all, or the whole Hefker is not Chal. So that's the marker for the institution of Hefker. So the Chazon Ish points out in the beginning of Orlo, in the Sefer HaMishnayos Orlo, he writes, what's the uptight of Hefker? Does it mean that it also becomes ownerless? Like all of those things that are Hefker that nobody was zeichin yet? Or pshat in Hefker is no, that once it belongs to me, I cannot shake off my ownership that it shouldn't belong to anybody. I have to either makna to somebody else, a matone or a mecher. Or Hefker means a makna to the tzibur, to the klal, to the extent that anybody who wants has the right to take it. Maybe that's the pshat. So he says, yes, that is the pshat. The funny pshat, he says, that is the pshat. How does he come off to say like that? Because what's he doing in Orla? What's he doing in Orla? Because he has the very first Mishnah in Orla, talks about Hanatei Allah Rabin, when the din of Orla is Noigana. Based on Pesukim and Chumash. Titan Lochem. Lochem. Hanatei Allah Rabin or not. So what do you mean Hanatei Allah Rabin? So the Chazon Ish says, based on the Mishnah, it would appear, and then he brings Rayas, Mefurish, and Dinim Chosh, and Mishpah like this. Amar Chambal Metziah, that when you mock, let's say I want to give something to the municipality. I want to give something to Uncle Sam, to the United States government. So how do I make up Kenyan? I have to put it in a chotzer, that they should be coming with a Kenyan chotzer. Or the mayor, or the president, or somebody represents the Nemshola, and makes a Kenyan hagbov, a Zachon Lavishlav Bifonov or something, stuff nochrim, how do you do it? So the Chazon Ish says, no, you don't need that. It's nikne b'dvarim alone. Normally you have a klal, just by talking, you cannot make a kinyan. You have to make a maisa kinyan. Shicha gvochot or something. But here, the klal is when you makna la rabbin, it's nikna bedvarim along with das along. What's the mocker for that? And then the Chazon Ish quotes, the Mordechai says, what's the definition of rabbin? Three people. Chloikas anymore, what the leather, shahud al das rabbin is three people or ten people. So Mikir Adin, three people is a rabbi. Maybe over there ten for a different reason. Kinnish Balahem and the Siyeho Eidos. The Eidon needs ten. A special din, but if not for a special, because there is a cousin in Yeshua. And Nishbal Das Rabbi. Rabbi means three. Rabbi means three people. So the Mordechai says, if I want to give, Mordechai says, Laloch, it's called Nechash Mishbal.
Even if the Hegdish, you just say it for
right, Hegdish is a first din on Mirasa Vagavah. Right, that's a din on Mirasa Vagavah. But let's say it's not the Hegdish, just there are three Shutfin. And I want to give something over to them, to their shutfis, to the Chashim Mishpah, quotes a Mordechai, that is nicknamed with Dvarim Alon, because that's called a Rabbin. A Kenyan, two are Rabbin, the Rabbin can be kind of with Dvarim Alon. What is the mocker? So the Chazon Ish says, this Pasuk in Mishpatim is the mocker. Vashvis, Tishmetenu, and Itashto, Yeshlof, and Tishacherishi, Kazu, that Hefker is Chal. What does Hefker mean? Hefker Zokta doesn't mean that you make it ownerless. You're makhnet to the rabbin, but there were two kinds of kinyan l'rabbin. There's one kinyan l'rabbin that it belongs to the municipality, it belongs to the federal government, or the state government, or the local government, whatever, belongs to the rabbin, that it should remain the rabbin. Let's say the parks and the streets and the city hall and so on, the highways, it's not that it belongs to the rabbin, that any member of the rabbin has the right to take it for himself. It belongs to the rabbin, should stay in the ownership of the rabbin until the representative of the rabbin is willing to sell it, willing to auction it off or something like that. And then there's another Bailus HaRabim, that any member of the Rabim has a right to take it, to make it into Momen HaYochid, like we have Lamosha, like we have Momen HaShevet. When you mafish Truma, the Truma belongs to the Shevet Kuhuna. What does it mean? It should sit in the freezer for the Shevet Kuhuna. It means that any member of the Shevet Kuhuna has a right to take it, that it should become his private ownership, to be Zoichar.
Does it mean it's his, is it his until somebody takes it, or is it, his Bailus goes off of it as soon as he's not good? Maybe you should say, the Hakira is,
That's the Gemara in the Dorim raises that. So the Gemara first thought that that's a machlokes atanoim. Rabbi Yosi Nechachamim. Maybe the Hefker doesn't even get off the ground. Doesn't take effect. Adosid the shoes there. Then the Gemara backs out the Rabbi Yosi. Never said it. That there never was such a machlokes. And all the Tanaim agree that the Hefker is chal right away. The Ksois and the Sivus might say that Yehush is like that. The Chiddush that the Achrayim wants to say that Yehush is Adosid the shoes there. And later Achrayim say it's also not true. That Yehush is the same as Hefker. It's a different show. But Hefker, the Gemara says it's not true. The Gemara had a half a minute to Machlokes of Yosef and Rabbanan, and then they back out. So the Chazon Ish claims that this is the uptouch of Hefker. It's on the Chodesh Dikah definition. He writes in one little paragraph in the beginning of Orla. He says, from the Mashmos HaMishnah in the Dorim like that, Machna to the Nasi, How he makna to the nasi? It's makna nechasim to the nasi. So would it appear just bedvarim alone? And a tell a rabbim just bedvarim alone belongs to the rabbim, becomes the ownership of the rabbim. So he says to be makna something to the rabbim, to the tzibur, no kinyan is required. The kinyan is chal bedvarim alone. This is part of the shaila. What's the definition of hefka? Hefka means owner list. Hefka means it belongs to the rab. Now the other part, we'll leave. What is it relevant to? The other shaila is like this. When we have a pasuk shal choyat aroya, am hamabeis avlat aroya shal achem shal gavoya, what does that mean? It means if it belongs to akum or belongs to hegdish, then it's a hafko. Then it says no bali rab bali motzi. Or maybe atzal shavu shibehem is if it belongs to a bailim who's a gavra la bar hochi a bali rab bali motzi. It's only one pasuk shal chol. Leivah lecho. Is it two psukim? The darshaning person has 2 days. And ham and base. Layra lacha chamis, layra lacha star. Did we use up both lachas? One lachas memayit dach, one lachas memayit hegdish? Or everything is lined up in one lachas, al tzara shavu shaber. So if we say they're two different lachas, one lachas memayit bailo sach, there's no bailo bailo mats, and one is memayit shal gavoy, there's no bailo bailo mats. So then, that's all. So there's only a din, akum is no bailo, and chemtu shal hegdish is not. But if you say like the other day in Tesis, that it's both are learned out from one lachas, so then there are two different dinim. Then it's one din. What's the one din? So Taisus says the one din is not yours. If it belongs to another Jew, there's no bali rabbi matzah. Taisus and the Rashi again. And Rashi holds not so that if it belongs to Yisrael Acher, there is bali rabbi matzah. So the tzara shav shebehem is not that it has to belong to me, but the tzara shav shebehem is that if it belongs to a gavra lav bar hochi a bali rabbi matzah, akum is not muzer bali rabbi matzah. Hed is not muzer bali rabbi matzah. Then even though it's in my rishus, I'm not writing by Rabbi Moses. So now the shot is, what if it's hefker? What if I'm mafkrit? Will it be by Rabbi Moses? So that should depend. What is the definition of hefker? If hefker means it doesn't belong to anybody, so you can't say that it belongs to a violin who's a gavra laba hoche by Rabbi Moses. It doesn't belong to anybody. So I should say, if it's hefker, chomet shal hefker birshusi, it's like chomet shal yisrael lacha birshusi. Maybe I will violate by Rabbi Moses. Or maybe you should say no. That hefka means that it belongs to rabbim with respect to this prat, that any member of the rabbim has a right to take it.
Everybody.
So rabbim belongs to everybody, and everybody is a gavra la bar hochi by rabbi matzei. I don't think that should be yidden with goyim. By the bailos of rabbim, the bailos of bailos includes everybody. So it's not that it's a shutzvus. Everybody is a gavra la bar hochi by rabbi matzei. So then hefka will also be the same as Akum and Hegdish, that the owner of the Chometz is a Bailam who's not more than a Bali Rabbi Matzah. So even if it's in my Rishus, I also won't have Bali Rabbi Matzah. These perhaps are the two Shittas in Yerushalmi as to whether Chometz shall have to Bishus HaYisrael, whether you violate Bali Rabbi Matzah or not. So these perhaps are the two Tainas that Rashi has against Taisus. Why Rashi does not learn like this? The right of the Bittul, the Almasagi, the Bittul, the Almasagi means that Hefker. Number one, Hefka would be just a haromer. She's just not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Perhaps that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is mamash haromer. So how should they even allow that on the level of the rice? They're allowed to do that. And then number two, it's not so posh that it is always gehalt. Maybe if you're mafki chomet, you still violate by Rabbi Amasa like one day in Yerushalmi. So this is what leads Rashi and the Ramban and the Chedushim, where he quotes these 2 days in Yerushalmi. And the Rambam is mefurish and unkelis. Rambam, I think, quotes from unkelis. Unkelis says in the pasuk Tashbisu tevatmon. So it seems to learn that bitul is the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu. Not that bitul means a hefker and it's a haram, it's a way to avoid the whole dinner by Rabbi Mark. Bitul is the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu. How could it be the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu? Doesn't Tashbisu mean to destroy the chomet, either by the Israfer or Hashbasas or the Choldover? How are you destroying it? According to Rashi, are they bitul? That's what the Ran quotes the Ramban with this whole famous interpretation that what midiraisa he really shouldn't have violated by Rabbi Matzirah because ain't a bishusa shalada, so that should save you from the whole by Rabbi. But asan akasu kila ain't bishusa, so it's a chiddush. So that's only if you're right to bikiyuma. If you're right to bikiyuma or you're neutral, have comments and my rishus, then the Torah is mecharish asan akasu kila ain't bishusa. But if I make a declaration in advance of this mani surah, you know, I'm a galadat and I'm in a right to be kiyuma. I don't plan to be oichel lechomet. I don't plan to be nenef in lechomet. I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to use it. I consider it kafir diyam. I'm not going to have any hishtamshes from it at all. So if I make a declaration in advance that I'm in a right to be kiyuma, says Hishva Daita Ladasa Taira, his maskin, his kima daita ladasa taira, so then I revert back to what the din should have been as Shnei Dvar Menim Shusha Shavadna, so there's no reason to violate Bar Yehuda Bar Yehuda. That's the whole interpretation that the Ramban gives within the Shitas Rashi. How do you say that Bitl Chometz is the Kima Mitzvah? That's what the Paskin point out in Shulchan Aruch. When you make the Bitl Chometz after the Bedikah, the Gemara says, Abarik Tzor Sheivata. After you finish the Bedikah's Chometz, you have to be Mevatel that night right at the Gemara of the Bedikah. So you should say both Nuschos, you should do Rashi Shita and Taisa Shita. You should do like Rashi say, Kol Chamir V'chamik Dikah B'shus Si Libatel Ka'afra De'are, you should say. I'm a battler, I don't plan to use it. And according to Rashi, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And then at the end, you should say, the lehevi hefker. You want it to become hefker also. Because at first you say, hareni, kol chamei v'chamei dike b'shusi, lehevi hefker. So once you mafker it, so if it's not yours, it can't be mavatler. According to Rashi, bitl is the key on mitzvah Tashbisu. How can I, I'm not a battler man of chametz anymore, it's not mine. How can I declare a zeni right to the kiyuma, it's not mine. The first, but we gotta do Taisa Shita. Taisa says that there is no such thing as Bittul. And the right to the Kiyum is Lamala Lamarit. So you have to do Rashi and Taisa. The first issue, the Nusaf that we have printed in the Haggadah is not really the Duyu. You say, Libatul Velevi Hefke Ka'afra Di Arma. So Shver Loshin, you should really say, Libatul Ka'afra Di Arma. The Levi Hefker. You want it to be Batul Ka'afra Di Arma means any right to the Kiyum. I don't plan to eat it, to use it, to sell it, or anything. And then Yanan, the Levi Hefker, Hefker Kafadar, anybody doesn't matter how you conclude. But the Achrayim say you should say both Nesoyas to satisfy Rashi Shita and to satisfy Taisus, and to do it in that order. First Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Targum Unculus, and then later on, to say the Levi Hefker like this. If you say in the wrong order, first you did the Levi Hefker, so it's not yours, so then it's impossible to do Rashi Shita later. So you lose Rashi Shita.
When we say this formula, what we really mean is like,
no, the Gemara says that crumbs, pirurim, a bottle, the tailor may alone. So those you don't need a
bedikah.
Didn't sell. No, the leil bedikah crumbs. He didn't sell anything yet.
You didn't sell enough bedikah crumbs. It's chal the next day after, let's say, 9:30.
Morning, right?
So.
The Chomet Sheini Yodua. No, the Chomet Sheini Yodua. The Leil Pesach, Medina Digimah, there's only one Beetle. The Leil Bedigas Chomet, they have to Dikim about the Chomet Sheini Yodua. If I missed up, if I slipped up on some Chomet, and I don't know where it is, and I forgot about that, I'm
about.
Right.
So that's what you're referring to.
Right, but the chametz that I have on my kitchen table, or the bottles of schnapps that I plan to sell, then I'm not mevatel then.
Okay.
Then the Rosh instituted, later in the days of the Rosh, instituted you should have another beetle the next day, after you burn all the chametz, and again, you should do the second beetle after you burn the chametz, not before. If you mevatel before you burn the chametz, so it's not your chametz, so it's hefkedika chametz, so then you don't fulfill the mitzvah by burning chametz or hefker. So you should first make sure that you burn all the chametz, and after, not some throw it in, after it's all burnt already, then you should make the declaration of the bitl.
So
that bitl in the morning, the rush instituted following the bi or the burning, so that you should say, the chazit, the yudalo chazit, the
biartik. You say the chazit, if I've seen it,
if I saw it and I forgot to burn it.
I saw it and I ignored it.
Last night I saw it and I planned to burn it or to sell it. And then the rabbi forgot to sell it, or the rabbi didn't sell it properly, I forgot to burn it, something happened in between last night and today, it's chazite last night, I saw it, and I planned to eat it, or sell it, or get rid of it, and then I didn't, and I still didn't burn it now, and I just forgot about it, so I was never mevatel la chametz, last night I was on mevatel la chametz, sheni yodua. Or if I bought
chametz,
right?
The basic question of the instruction or entity of Hefker. How does it apply to Hefker versus Hefker? What is Hefker versus
Hefker?
Same way.
Hefker versus Hefker. Same thing. And then we give it to the other people.
Just like I give him Hefker.
Right. What does that mean?
Take away the money.
Same. Just like I give him Hefker my property.
What do they make out of that money?
Hefker?
No, they give it to other
people. Never belong to the chassid.
Anybody can sell it?
Okay.
Well, give it to the community. They take it from the community or whatever.
Even though she has it, anybody can come and take it.
Shaila, do they have to be mafker that it didn't belong to the chassan and it doesn't belong to the kala? Anybody can take it? No, as long as it didn't belong to the chassan, even if it belongs to the kala, but he didn't give her his money.
So
he gave her hefketik and money, so then she's not mufudah. That's a deal in the Mishnah Melech. That's the din of Mishlam Melf. Whether you need Nesina and Kabbalah Sakesef for Kiddushin, it's good enough with Kabbalah Sakesef. That's the din. The Shabbos before Pesach state in the Torah is called the Shabbos HaGadol. So the Torah gives the famous reason why it's called the Shabbos HaGadol, because 4 days before the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Mikcha Mibe'asar, Ba'asar L'Chadish Tavikcha L'Chamish, celebrate Shabbos HaLavois, and the behemoth for the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim didn't kill it, so it was the Chamamish HaNes Min HaShemayim, they tied up the behemoth to their beds, and the Mitzrayim asked them, what are you tying it up for? Because we're going to shecht it. How can you shecht it? It's our Avodah Zarah. They didn't shepherd them. So it was a Nes Min HaShemayim that they didn't kill them. So Zechel HaNes, we always reminisce and we always remind ourselves of this Nes on the Shabbos before Pesach. Because on that year, the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos. Either two get stuck, but it doesn't always happen on the 10th. The Shabbos before Pesach is not always the 10th. So the Torah says, instead of calling the 10th of Nisan the Yom HaGadol, the Yom HaNes HaGadol, we always pick a Yom Kavua, the Shabbos before. That's what the Torah says. And others give different reasons why it's called the Shabbos HaGadol. So everybody usually says it's called Shabbos HaGadol because of the Haftar, that you say, Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGadol Baner, to remember, like Shabbos Chazayin, Shabbos Nachmu, it's called Shabbos Nachmu, Hashem Nehaftar. They call it Shabbos HaGadol, Hashem Nehaftar. Others say it's called Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shel HaGadol, that the Gadol gives a drasha. The Gadol gives a drush, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Gadol should give a drush on Hilchas Pesach. He shouldn't show his ability to say his Kiddushat Torah. He should really say over the Dinam of Pesach. In Europe, they used to say that that's the Taich in the Gemara in Masechus Shabbat, and the Molly Shami saw Shnei Shabbosus Miyad Nigolim, that twice a year the Rabbanim would say a Tilchon on Shabbat HaGadol and Shabbat Shuvim. The Gemara says, Kalayim Adavah B'Shem Amroi, maybe Gula Lo'ilam. So if the Rabbanim would say B'Shem Amro, the Shtikl Torah, the twice a year that they say Shtikl Torah, they would gamble from Sfarim. If they would have said B'Shem Amro, they would have been maybe Gula Lo'ilam. And Molly Shami saw Shtei Shabbos. If the Rabbanim would observe those two Shabbos by saying B'Shem Amro, where they're gambling from, they would have brought Gula Lo'ilam. That's how the Rabbanim used to joke in Europe. So that's what some Sfarim say, that it's called Shabbos HaGadol, because the Shabbos Shel HaGadol, that the Gadol gives a shir, he gives a halachas, or he gives a pilpul. And other Achronim suggest a different einfach. Why should he call Shabbos HaGadol? So they say, Lehoitzi midas ha-tzedukim. That the Gemara says, the tzedukim are of the opinion that Sfira Samar always begins on Sunday. So that Shavuot always turns out, always fall that on a Sunday. And the Chachamim disagreed, and they say, it doesn't mean Mimachas HaShabbos, it doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yom Kippur. So the term Shabbos, when it appears in the Chumash, sometimes has the connotation of Shabbos, and sometimes has the connotation of Yontif. So the Gemara has in Masechah Shabbos and Klal Gadol, the Gemara talks about the Lashon. Why is it called Klal Gadol? Machlal Dika, Klal Kotten. If there's a Klal Gadol, otherwise just say Klal. Klal Omer B'Shabbos. Klal Gadol means there's a Klal Gadol and a Klal Kotten. The Gemara has a similar Mishnah in Shavuos, I think. The Gemara there in Perak Klal Gadol, quotes the Mishnah in Shavuos. There's a Klal Gadol Omer B'Shavuos, and it must be Machlal Dika, Klal Kotten. So that's how some Gedolim suggest, I think Rav Chatzkel Kalisha has this, in his Sefer on Chumash, he suggests that maybe we call it the Shabbos HaGadol to show that there's a Shabbos HaKotn, that Pesach is the Shabbos HaKotn, that there are two Shabbos. Not like the Tzedukim say that Shabbos just means Shabbos. No, Shabbos is what we call Shabbos every week, is the Shabbos HaGadol. Really, it should be the Shabbos HaGadol. But it's the Shabbos HaGadol. And then there's a Shabbos HaKotn, that's Yontif, in order to know that the Sefira Samar really doesn't always begin on a Sunday. Sometimes it's not. It's interesting, the Mishnah Chagiga has in the second parak in Chagiga that on Isru Chag, it really should be an Isa Hespel Betainus. Isru Chag HaPesach, Isru Chag Shavuos, Isru Chag should be an Isa Hespel Betainus. Yeah, our minig is that it's also the whole Chodesh Nisan. Well, let's say before they had that minig, so should have been a din that Isru Chag is also behesped the times. And the Kohen Gadol always walks around on a day on which everybody is coming into the Beis Hamikdash. Always walks around dressed beautifully in fancy big dikun and shmoyin of Godim. And even when he's not in the Beis Hamikdash, he wears his own private. It's a Yontav Dika season that everybody's going to be in Yerushalayim, so he'll put on a beautiful suit when he's walking in the streets of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says that when Shavuos, when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, and nobody brought the Karbanos, Riyah v'Chagiga, not Decha Shabbos, everybody has to bring the Karbanos on Sunday, so So we say it's muta behesped v'tainus, and the kengodl should not walk around with the fancy degodim. Kedei lahoytzi milibom shalav dukim, because it's dukim atansim that today is Shavuos. Today is the real Shavuos. So in order to demonstrate that today is not Shavuos, so we go out of our way to violate the dinim that we normally observe, that every Yitzchak chag is also behesped v'tainus. And whenever there are a lot of people in Yerushalayim, the kohanim, the kohen gadol wears the fancy degodim. But when Yisru Chag HaShavuos turns out to be, falls out to be on a Sunday, so the Mishnah says we go out of our way bedavka, that no one should think that we're agreeing with the tzeduk. We violate dinam derabbana. We violate normal practices that we would normally do to go out of our way bedavka to demonstrate that it's not, that it's not, that Yontav is not on, on Sunday. So that's what some gedolim tana, that's why it's called the Shabbos HaGodol, to demonstrate, to be meramis to everybody that Pesach is the Shabbos HaKotl that's followed.
Yeah.
Oh, we have here the new RJJ Journal, if anybody's interested, they sell for $5.